This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And talking about the Home and Garden Show coming up March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, not that far off. Dan LaPre from the Umpqua Valley Home Builders Association. Nick Kennedy from Kennedy Builders Inn. Dana literally running into the building today because of all the crazy road conditions out there, which is its own separate story. But let's talk about the home show. You've got a lot of to do, I'm sure, in the next week.
Yeah, so we're making preparations for the upcoming show that'll be next weekend, and lots of fun things happening.
So tell us more about what will take place on those 3 days.
So Friday we have a live band coming down to be able to share with the home show. Saturday is family day, and Sunday we're going to be opening it up to our seniors and veterans, and we have in booth presentations happening and all kinds of stuff.
So talk about when people come out, how much of the fairgrounds does this take up, and how many different booths do you have out there?
So we have about a little over 100 vendors, and that will be in the conference hall and the Douglas hall. And we have some food truck vendors and local breweries.
For the home building folks, what kinds of things are going to be out there? I guess you've got some presentations, kind of some talks for people to learn more.
Yeah, so we have quite a few presentations lined up each day. We have Cascade Community Credit Union coming in to talk about lending. We've got Knife River Materials talking about differences between concrete and the different seasons. We've got ServPro and Makita coming in to talk, and some Adcox Heating coming in to talk about home comfort systems. A little bit of everything, really.
So, Nick, talk about, as a builder here in the area, I know that you guys all look forward to this.
Oh, yeah. We get to go. Sometimes we get to meet up with some new vendors. I actually do recommend it even for the builders that build here locally, because you'll get to find some new products. I know one of the vendors, GMX Corporation, they do a water softening system that most people haven't heard of. So it's great for the pros to come out. They get to see new product. I know the Makita demonstration specifically for like masons. That's a new type of saw. So there's going to be a lot of product there, not just for homeowners, but for the professionals as well.
And if people, whether they're thinking about maybe making some kind of remodeling project to their home, maybe upgrading or downsizing homes, I know there's so many things that are shifting in the last couple of years just in terms of what's available. What are you seeing out there that in terms of what consumers want in a home?
Building, and as far as the decor part, it always cycles, from one trend to another. And going to the Home and Garden Show will give you, especially if you're looking to update your house, some ideas, or maybe you're looking to add on or remodel your house, it will give you some ideas. But the home building industry is so huge. Dana and I just got back from the International Builder Show in Las Vegas, that a lot of the product, it's always getting updated, and the Home and Garden Show is our local connection to that bigger show. And so we try and bring some of that here to Roseburg so people can just see what the new products are for their house. A lot of times they don't know, and this gives them that experience.
How long were you guys down in Vegas?
I think 3 days for the International Builder Show.
And just because it is an international event, I imagine it's pretty expansive.
I was lost for 4 days, actually, to be honest with you. The Vegas venues are so enormous. Like the West Conference Hall is like a mile from the South Conference Hall. So it was a little bit mind-blowing on just how, and all these places were filled with product. It was amazing.
Kind of like trying to get around the Denver airport.
Yeah, same idea.
Wow. So, Dana, talk about what the Home Builders Association does, just kind of what the purpose of your organization is.
So we represent builders and businesses in the building industry by promoting them with exposure, either through local events like the Home Show or the Showcase of Homes. Those are just two of the things to name them.
So for the show, again, it's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Anything else that people ought to know?
I want to add that we started a program last year with the local high schools. And last year we did a chicken coop build-off. This year we're going to be doing outdoor furniture. We have more schools involved this year. They'll be voting on these, and then there'll also be a silent auction, is that right?
That sounds like
to raise money for the school shop programs. And the whole idea is to get the kids connected with the building industry, get them interested in it, and then show off a product that they've built for the show, and they get to raise some money for their shop class so that they can buy materials for building projects.
Wow. So a lot going on out there again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, next weekend. Dana, anything you want to add before we go?
Admission is going to be $5, or if you have two cans of food in partnership with UCAN, it'll be $4. So come out and see us.
All right, Dana and Nick there from the Home Builders, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.